In today's parsha, we find a remarkable story of chesed, the chesed that Avraham Avinu did for the three strangers, for the three orchim that came his way. It's remarkable because of the detail that the Torah gives us for this story. The specifics, I believe there's some 90 words that I use to describe the specifics of the chesed that Avraham did, what he served, what he ran for, how he served everything, and so on and so on, in great detail. And if you think about it, this story took place, we can give it a year, we can give it a date, because we're told it took place on Pesach, and it took place when Avraham was 99 years old. So we have a very detailed description of an act of chesed in a day in the life of Avraham Avinu that took place 3,732 years ago on Pesach. And I don't know if there's anything else that we have that equals this, of to have such a detailed, specific description of something that happened so many thousands of years ago. Had we been there, and had we been a fly on the wall, we would have seen Avraham running around as an old man, just having gone through the surgery of Bris Milah, and we would have very likely been tempted to tell him, Zaidi, maybe you should take it easy. This really isn't necessary. They're only malachim. They're not real people. They don't need this kind of thing. They don't need the chesed. What you're doing really is a waste of time and is unnecessary. And you should really just not bother with it at all. But how wrong you would have been had we, in fact, stopped Avraham Avinu from doing this chesed. And how much would we have lost in the process? We really need to understand how important and how meaningful every single mitzvah is. Rav Elie Yisrei, in his introduction to this week's parsha, quotes the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah, on the last Mishnah in Maseches Makos, actually one of the most famous Mishnayos, where the Mishnah says, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Klal Yisrael Zchusin, to give us merits, L'fichach Hirbehem Lohem Torah Mitzvos. Therefore, he piled on, if you will, the Torah and the Mitzvos. He gave us lots of Mitzvos. Sometimes we think about these mitzvahs and we see them as a burden, that we have to do all of these obligations, all of these mitzvahs. But the Mishnah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these mitzvahs because he loves us and because he wanted to give us chusin. And the Rambam, in his commentary in this Mishnah, explains that every single mitzvah done properly and done meaningfully, done with the right kavanah, is a ticket to Olam Haba. And therefore, in the course of the lifetime of a Jew, says the Rambam, it's impossible with all of these mitzvahs that he didn't fulfill at least one mitzvah properly. And therefore, that one mitzvah may in fact be his ticket to Olam Haba. And Kavachomer Harsh, more so this is true when we consider all the mitzvahs that hopefully we do meaningfully and with purpose, how they will be our ticket to Olam Haba. When it comes to this particular act of chesed, of Avraham Avinu, we find that the reward for this mitzvah, despite the fact that we could have considered a waste of time, but it was not because of the kavanah and the sincerity with which Avraham did this act of chesed, that the reward for this mitzvah reverberated throughout history and continues into the future as well. The Midrashim, whether it's the Medrash Tachlum or the Medrash Rabbah, take apart every single word and every single detail of Avraham's act of chesed and tell us how it played itself out later in history, whether it be through the man that we received in the Midbar, or the Be'er, the water that we received in the Tzchus, or the water that Avraham gave, the water of the Be'er Shel Miriam, whether it be the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the details of the Korban Pesach that are related to the particulars and the details of Avraham's act of chesed. So much that we gain from this act of chesed, this supposed waste of time. Because as the Rambam says, what really counts is, did you mean to do the mitzvah? Were you doing it right from the perspective of the way you understood what the Torah wanted of you under those circumstances, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of you? Then, of course, that is something that counts a great deal. I would accomplish many amazing things that we can't even begin to imagine. It makes us think really of the Shiloh. There's a famous Shiloh that's discussed by Poskim. What happens if someone is wearing tefillin for 25 years and then after 25 years decides that these tefillin that he's worn with so much meaning and so much kavanah, the mitzvah that he's done every single day, that it's time to have his tefillin checked. And he checks his tefillin, and Rachman al tefillin, he finds that his tefillin are empty. There's nothing in them. He never had a pair of tefillin. He never was wearing tefillin. He never wore tefillin in his whole life. would he get the credit for the mitzvah or not? He thought he was doing the mitzvah. He thought he had a kosher pair of tefillin, and he had every right to believe that his tefillin were a kosher pair of tefillin. But it turned out that they weren't tefillin at all. An argument could be made based on what we see over here that that doesn't matter. He did the mitzvah in the best way that he saw fit. He thought that he was doing the right thing. He did all of his due diligence, and it turned out he wasn't doing a mitzvah, that in Shemayim he gets the credit for doing that mitzvah, and it accomplishes as much as it would have had it been filled with the most beautiful parashiyos. This is not psak halacha, but at least this would seem to be an indication that that would be the correct perspective. Now, it's interesting that Avram, as we see from this act of chesed, and from other places as well, Avram Avinu is known as the Amud HaChesed. His Midu is chesed. He's the pillar of chesed. HaShosh Edvar Ma'olam Omid, the Torah rests on three things, three pillars, Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. Avram is the pillar of chesed. But someone pointed out to me that Avram was not just the pillar of chesed, but as we know, Avram was also the one who discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. And he realized that there has to be a Ribono Shalom, the creator of the universe. And the question then is there any connection between these two great accomplishments of Avram? The fact that he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he was able to find Hashem when everyone around him was worshipping idols, was worshipping Avodah Zarah, and the fact that he was the pillar of Chesed, this great, great, outstanding example of what Chesed is supposed to be, was it just a coincidence? Or is there some connection between the two? And certainly we sense that there is a connection, that somehow these two ideas, one led to the other. And that's in fact the case. The finder of Dessel tells us that you can't really have a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't really find Hashem in your life unless you have a chesed personality. The chesed personality is not self-centered. The chesed personality is not arrogant. The chesed personality doesn't see the whole world as belonging to him because selfish he decides that magiyali, that everything belongs to me and I'm deserving of everything that I receive. On the contrary, the chesed personality is outward looking and he looks at that world and he looks at the appreciation of everything that he receives. And as he looks at the world and all the gifts that it holds, he begins to wonder, who gave him those gifts? Where do those gifts come from? And he follows the trail like Avram Avinu followed it, and he finds the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, he has tremendous Hakaras HaTov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and all the obligations that come along with that Hakaras HaTov, and turns himself into the Eved Hashem that he's supposed to be. But really, the cycle continues, because once he recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu in his life, and he recognizes Hashem as the creator of everything, including his fellow human being, his chesed gets even stronger and gets even more powerful, because he recognizes that human being as the Tzelem Elokim that he is, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's crown jewel in creation, as the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself takes such wonderful care of and gives so much to, and realizes that he has that obligation as well to emulate Hashem and to take care of his precious creature, the human being, the Tzelem Elokim. And so Chazal tell us that we have an obligation, and we'll be asked this question, whether we lived up to this obligation of Himlachtas Chavercha Alecha. Did he make your friend king over you? To look at the other person and say, you are unbelievable because you're Tzelem Elokim, and therefore I have to be there for you in every single way possible. The Gemara tells us something remarkable. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisrael again quotes this, the Gemara tells us that, you know, in ancient times, and perhaps in certain places in the world today as well, there may be different arrangements that you have with an employee. Some people, some employers will make up a salary to give to their employee. I'll give you a certain amount of money for the job, a certain amount of money per hour. Or sometimes people will be hired and their wages will be, instead of money, will be meals. I'll give you 3 square meals a day if you do this job for me. The Gemara advises us to stay away from that option, that second option of giving meals to another person for their wages, because what kind of meals are you going to give them? You may decide to give them very meager meals. You may decide to give them very nice meals. But the Gemara says that he's another human being. He's a Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, even if you were to give him meals that equal Sudas Shlomo B'Shato, the Sudas, the royal feast of Shlomo HaMelech, he still would not fulfill your obligation because of the greatness of human being and the greatness of the obligation that goes along with that. And therefore, you're better off just making up a fixed salary or a fixed amount of money, because if you're going to take the meal option, you may never fulfill your obligation. You may never give something that is fit for the human being that you're trying to feed and to give a meal to. So where does this leave us? Well, first of all, Chazal tell us that every single person, kol adam, every single person has to ask himself, masai yagiyu masai lemasai avosai. It's in Tanit Ve'eliyo. Masai yagiyu masai lemasai avosai. When will my actions, well, when will my deeds reach those of my ancestors? The act of chesed of Avraham Avinu, the chesed that was driven by his recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his recognition that every human being is a Tzelem Elokim, is something that's not just for Avram. But we have to try to emulate Avram Avinu. We have to ask ourselves, do we act the same way? Do we incorporate Avram's value system into our own behavior? There's a story told about Rav Shach Zatzal, Rav Shach, the great Panovich of Rosh Yeshiva, that took place on a Rosh Hashanah in the yeshiva. And Panovich, the minhag was, and I'm sure still is, to have Kiddush before Kiyah Shofar. And Rav Shach would leave the yeshiva and walk down the hill to his house where he would have a meal, where we would have make Kiddush. And in this particular Rosh Hashanah, and it seems in the story that his wife is no longer alive, that's just the way it sounds from the story, he left the yeshiva and he's accompanied by a bachur who was doing mishamashim, who was attending to him. And they walked down together to Rosh Hashanah's house. Rosh Hashanah was in a tremendous rush. Tkiyah Shofar, we have to quickly make Kiddush, so I get back to Tkiyah Shofar. And the Baruch said to Rosh Hashanah, Rebbe, you're the Makri. You're the one who has to make the announcements to the Baal Tekeah, what to blow. They're not going to start without you. There's no need to rush. And Rosh Hashanah dismissed his argument and said, no, Tkiyah Shofar, we have to rush. And he ran quickly to get to his house to make Kiddush. And he quickly made Kiddush, grabbed a bite, and they left, and they started hiking back up to the yeshiva. On the way up the hill, Rosh Hashanah turns to the Baruch and says, what about you? Did you make Kiddush yet? And the Baruch says, no, I didn't make Kiddush. So Rosh Hashanah says, we have to make sure you have Kiddush. You have to have something to eat. And he schlepped him back down to his house and served him a beautiful Kiddush. And the Baruch was very uncomfortable and said, Rebbe, we have to go back to yeshiva. We have to make it back to Kiyah Shofar. At which point Rosh Hashanah said, don't worry about it. I'm the Makri. They'll wait for me. And this was Rav Shach emulating Avraham Avinu. That it's one thing for himself. He wasn't that concerned about his own Kiddush. He had to have a quick Kiddush, but he would make it back to Yeshiva as quickly as possible. But here there's Achnas Orchim taking place. He has a Bachur who hasn't made Kiddush yet, and despite the fact that he was Rosh Yeshiva, and the Bachur was only a Talmud, but is he any worse than Avraham Avinu, who was serving what he thought were idol-worshipping Arabs? Is he any worse than HaKadosh Baruch himself, who serves mankind and takes care of Klal Yisrael in the way that he does, and therefore he felt a sense of obligation that he has to take care of this Bachur? This is what it means to recognize somebody else as a Tzelem Elokim. So we get out of this story of Chesed of Avraham Avinu, the supposed waste of time of an act of Chesed, where he's doing Chesed for those who do not even need it. And we see the greatness of it, we get these two ideas. Number one, the value of a mitzvah done properly, of a mitzvah done correctly, of a mitzvah where the details are paid attention to, and a mitzvah which is done with the right kavan and the right enthusiasm, how great that mitzvah is and the greatness of what that mitzvah can bring us and bring the future and bring Klal Yisrael as a whole. And also to understand what chesed is from a Torah perspective. Chesed from a Torah perspective, not just some independent idea where you have this humanistic sensitivity that you have to be nice to other human beings. But rather, chesed is driven by emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only someone who has that emunah, that complete understanding, that Hashem is the one who created the world, and while Hashem is the one who created me, but Hashem is also the one who created you, and you are a Tzelem Elokim, and only with that kind of understanding can we live up to the chesed that is the chesed of Avraham Avinu.